Zimbabwe farmers have appealed to the country's Supreme Court, challenging a law that requires some 3,000 farmers to stop working their land starting today. The order to stop farming and leave the land within 45 days is part of President Robert Mugabe's plan to seize farmland from whites and redistribute it to blacks. It comes as the World Food Program warns of severe food shortages in Zimbabwe. Peter Thornycroft, the Harare correspondent for the Daily Telegraph, joins us now. Hello, Peter.
Hi.
Can you tell us, Peter, what is the rationale behind ordering farmers to stop farming with food shortages looming?
The only person who can really answer that rationale to you is President Robert Mugabe. What the people in government will tell you is that this was land seized from them, from black people in Zimbabwe in the last century by the British, and that now they are taking their land back. Various laws have been through Parliament, and the latest one went through last month, which gave farmers 45 days to stop farming and then a further 45 days to leave their homes.
Are farmers complying with the order?
They are at a point where those who are farming have got cattle to feed and dairy cows to milk and hens which are laying eggs and wheat, irrigated wheat, which has to be watered. And importantly, for the foreign exchange situation in Zimbabwe, they are still grading their tobacco. They've only graded 20% of their tobacco for sale, and tobacco provides Zimbabwe with over 30% of its foreign currency, and Zimbabwe desperately needs that foreign currency to import the food that it didn't grow in the last 2 years.
What happens to a farmer who decides to go ahead and do a task as simple as milking a cow or feeding the animals that they have?
He knows he's breaking the law. And it will depend on how the police, who've been pretty biased in this whole operation because many of them are recipients of land, it depends on what the police decide to do. Maybe they're going to make an example of a couple of farmers and arrest them and charge them. And if they are then sentenced, they could face up to 2 years in prison. But I have a feeling that that's not going to happen because there has been quite a lot of pressure from NGOs and, in fact, the World Food Program and just the common sense of the world. However, the courts have made court orders to allow farmers to continue farming in the past, and those court orders have not been executed.
But a new lawsuit has been filed, so what effect is that likely to have on the situation?
This is a lawsuit which some feel should have been filed more than a year ago, saying that what has happened to these farmers is unconstitutional, that their human rights have been abused and their ability to produce food. These have been cut off. And so that is what is at stake in the High Court, and that case should be heard before the end of the week.
And I read that some 250,000 farm workers are going to be out of jobs?
Yes, they'll be out of work, and that 250,000 farm workers represent something like 1.3 or 4 million people, because their wives are there, their children are there, they're born on the commercial farms, they live, they marry, they die, retire and die on the commercial farms. And they have no other place to go to. And so they are completely desolate, as well as their employers.
How serious is the potential for famine in Zimbabwe now?
It's absolutely just around the corner. For the very first time in living memory, the people in the towns and the cities are going to bed at night hungry. They can't afford to buy the alternative food that is available. For example, the maize meal, corn meal, which is the staple food, is no longer available. There is rice in the shops. Rice is imported, and they can't afford it. There's no sugar. There's no cooking oil. There's no salt. Milk is short from time to time. And the costs of these items, even if they were available, are completely prohibitive. And so you have literally millions of people on the brink of starvation. They're eating in the bush, they're eating berries, and they're eating leaves. I would say more than 50% of Zimbabwe's wildlife has been killed in the last year because people are hungry. And so places where there were many, many indigenous, wonderful vistas of African wildlife is no more.
Thanks very much, Peter.
You're welcome.
Peter Thornycroft is the Harare correspondent for Britain's Daily Telegraph.